I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC.
I have played so much repertoire with the San Francisco Symphony. I played with them every year since 1984. It will soon be 30 years, and we have covered lots of repertoire.
But Herbert Blumstedt says it's been a while since they've played this work.
I haven't played the Tchaikovsky Fifth Symphony for 15, 20 years. I played lots of number 4, lots of number 6, and of course lots of other music, but not the Fifth Symphony. I could not understand why I have shut that out for so many years.
Tonight it will be paired with Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 9 with soloist Garrick Olson. Blumstedt has played with Olson many times since their first performance together in Dresden in the 1970s.
We have a big history together. I enjoy very much working with him. Of course, he's an old Swede also, as I am.
Blumstedt says that pairing these two kinds of works makes for a nice contrast, but it's also an important way to help any orchestra keep playing at its best.
Tchaikovsky Fifth Symphony is a piece for a big orchestra. It requires many strings, a big, warm, strong string sound. So a Mozart concerto and an early Mozart concerto is a good contrast. It's light in texture. It's also good for the orchestra not to play always heavy stuff. So that really makes an orchestra superb when they can play Haydn and Mozart fine.
During the centennial year for the San Francisco Symphony, Herbert Blumstedt is also going to be celebrating a big birthday. He'll turn 85 while on a tour with the Vienna Philharmonic. He's got a concert in Athens that day. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.